Let's talk next about Syria, where the government has been trying to keep protesters off the streets by making hundreds of arrests. People are demonstrating anyway. The latest group of protesters waved bread to show solidarity with the besieged city of Daraa, where residents have been cut off from food and water. NPR's Kelly McEvers is monitoring this situation from Beirut, Lebanon. Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
So we're talking here about a crackdown. What are you hearing?
What we're hearing is that there have been mass detentions in recent days. A Syrian human rights group says that it has the names of thousands of people who've been detained since the protests began. And activists say these arrests have increased sharply this week, especially in Daraa. Residents there report that anyone between 18 and 40 is just being arbitrarily rounded up and taken away. Most worrying is what happens to people after they're detained. Amnesty International says it's got firsthand reports of protesters who have been tortured and beaten in custody. One woman who was trying to organize a relief convoy for Daraa reportedly was thrown into a car at gunpoint when she tried to resist arrest, and she hasn't been heard from since.
There may be lots of reasons that the Syrians would increase the pace of arrests this week, but might part of it be simply that they can presume that the world's attention is turned elsewhere? We've been paying attention to the death of Osama bin Laden.
Right. And in some ways, the number of killings has actually slowed down a bit. Right now, we're at about 600 people who've been killed since the protests began last month. Security forces have surrounded yet another anti-regime city. This time it's the coastal city of Banias. Residents there fear that they will lose access to basic goods and services like in Daraa. But I talked to an analyst here yesterday who said, in addition to knowing that the world was thinking about something else, that Assad might be calibrating the number of deaths, telling his security forces to use some restraint, but not too much, to keep the numbers of dead low enough so as not to bring further condemnation from the international community, but, high enough to maintain a level of fear that will keep a majority of people off the streets.
And of course, when you say Assad, you're referring to Bashar al-Assad, the head of the country, the son of the ruler who was in charge for many decades before that. Isn't there also a journalist who has gone missing in recent days?
Yes. Her name is Dorothy Parvaz. She works for Al Jazeera English. She actually holds a Canadian, American, and Iranian passports. Not sure, how she entered the country. It's definitely difficult for Americans or Canadians to journalists to enter Syria at this time, if not totally impossible, actually. She went there to report on Friday and apparently was detained at the airport. She has not had any communication with her editors since then. The Committee to Protect Journalists says there's pretty strong evidence that she has been arrested.
So we've had this week where crackdowns have intensified, but protests have continued. Do you have any sense, Kelly McEvers, of which side is gaining ground?
Most analysts and diplomats are saying that this sort of low-level unrest is going to continue for some time, that Assad is going to hang on for a while, that there's no sign of him right now of stepping down or stepping aside. In fact, an analyst I spoke to yesterday said that, that for him to do that, it would basically have to be some kind of coup that would take him out of power. So he seems to be betting on the fact that these crackdowns, these arrests, are doing the job. He has announced a package of reforms in the coming weeks, but the protesters claim that, there's pretty much no reform package at this point that would satisfy them. I mean, that they only want his ouster, that he shed too much blood. So the stalemate is going to continue, and we'll just have to see.
NPR's Kelly McEvers monitoring the situation in Syria from Beirut. Kelly, thanks very much.
Sure.